Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narayana Namaskritya. Garam Jaiva Narottama. Devam Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Dastabraya Sumadreshu. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhakti Bhagavati Gaishniki. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday we read up to 6, so today is text 7. Gatcha Devi Vrajam Bhadre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Varyaste Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Samvigda Vivareshu Vasatihe Gacha Devi Rajam Madre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Varyaste Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Samvigna Vivareshu Vasanti Tehi. Gacha Devi Vrajam Madre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Vayaste Nanda Gokule Anyaste Kamsa Samvigya Vivareshu Vasanti Gacha Devi Vrajam Madre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Vayastate Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Samvigya Vivareshu Vasanti Gacha Devi Vrajam Bhadre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Varyaste Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Samvigya Vivareshu Vasanti Gacha Devi Vrajam Bhadre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Varyaste Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Samvigya Vivareshu Vasanti Ladies. Gacha Devi Rajam Bhadre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Vayaste Nanda Gokule Adyashchakam sasadvijya dvareshu vasati. Gacha Devi Vidam Madre Gopa Govir Lankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Maryaste Nanda Gokule Anjasya Kamsa Samvijya Ivareshu Vasanti. Gacha Devi Vrajam Madre Goma Gomiya Vankritao Rahid Vasudevasya Maryaste Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsa Sanvijya Vivareshu Vasanti. Gacha. Now go. Devi. O you who are worshipable for the whole world. Rajab. To the land of Raja. Madre. O you who are auspicious for all living entities. Gopa Gobi. With cowherds and cows. Alamkritam, decorated. Rohini, by the name Rohini. Vasudevasya, of Vasudev, Krishna's father. Marya, one of the wives. Aste, is living. Nanda Gokule, in the estate of Nanda Maharaj, known as Gokula. Where hundreds and thousands of cows are maintained. Anyacha and other wives. Kansa Samvigna, being afraid of Kamsa. Vivareshu, in secluded places. Vasanti, are living. He, indeed. Translation. The Lord ordered Yogamaya, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world, and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Raja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land where many cows reside, Rohini, the wife of Vasudev, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudev are also living there incognito because of fear of Kamsa. Please go there. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Gokula, the residence of King Nanda, was itself very beautiful. And when Yogamaya was ordered to go there and encourage the devotees with fearlessness, it became even more beautiful and safe. Because Yogamaya had the ability to create such an atmosphere, the Lord ordered her to go to Nanda Gokula. Om Agyarat Viradasya Ajaran Jiran Sakaya Chakshara Vilatan Jena Tazlai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, Yogamaya, she's the spiritual energy of the Lord, and she can create this wonderful situation. Even in her expansion as Mahamaya, she's actually worshipable for everyone. She's our best friend because she's arranging the material world so that we can't actually stay here forever. Sometimes people will complain about God that, or even devotees, so that. Not the devotees, but you know, devotees had a misunderstanding a little bit. They'll complain that you can't actually enjoy here. But Krishna never says you can enjoy here. He says you can try. He sets this up. You can try to enjoy here. but you can't actually enjoy here. It's Krishna makes the rules. So you can't really enjoy the material world. It's not the place for enjoyment. And Maya arranged it in such a way that we can gradually, nityamana, sometimes we said eternally conditioned, but that doesn't actually mean, it just seems like eternity. Eternity's in the material world is just a short time away from the spiritual sky. But anyway, we're eternally conditioned. If it wasn't for the way Krishna sets it up, we'd want to stay here and enjoy, but it's just not set up to enjoy. This is not the place to enjoy. Up and down, Abrahma, Bhuvana Loka, they're all places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. So it's all arranged so that we can gradually go back to Nanda Gokula. That's the ultimate goal of human life. And we see it's such a wonderful situation there. And Yogamaya is going there to make everyone fearless. Like the coward boys when they saw that big Agasura. The Agasura is lying on the road. They're thinking, what is that? Is that a mountain cave? Breath doesn't smell very good. Anyway, whatever it is, Krishna's going to save us, even if it is a big demon. And they happily dance into the Agasura. And then Krishna, he was even a little bit bewildered. What's going on here? But then a second later, he saves them all. He makes some arrangement. So like that, they're fearless in the spiritual world. But it's an interesting point made in the last verse about how this propensity, this fear is actually good because it helps us in wanting to get out of the material world. You can read that. This fear is due to material existence. Properly speaking, everyone should always be alert and fearful of material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always alert to the protection of his devotees. Krishna is so kind and affectionate towards his devotees that he helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exist in this material world without forgetting him even for a moment. Prabhupada quotes the verse, Tesham evadu kapatam aham jnana jam samahana sayam mamasto jnana dipena mashvataha. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So this is not a place for enjoyment. This is a place of misery, and we've heard it a million times, but sometimes we forget and we're trying to actually enjoy it. There's adibhautik, adidaivik, adiatmic miseries. That's miseries from the mind and our own mind and body, our own rascal mind and body. What to speak of others? And there's the miseries from other living entities. And then there's the miseries from natural calamities that the demigods are. So there's old age, disease, and death. So you may say, yeah, I'll enjoy. But still, even if everything worked out right, I don't tell this story too many times, but I was telling it the other day, so I might as well throw it in. I once met this lady. I was doing some job driving up in Jacksonville. So I was taking this lady somewhere. And she was an older lady. She was probably about 70 at the time. And she started telling me about how much she loved her husband. And I was listening. And said, yes, he was the most wonderful man. I said, oh, what happened? He passed away? She said, yes, but in a very horrible way. Oh, I said, how is that? She said, well, he was driving and someone threw a brick off the interstate and it went through the window and killed him. So here's a lady, her whole life, she was enjoying life with her husband and she had great respect for him and great love for him, but still that had to be broken. Now, in Kali Yuga, we see that, you know, half the marriages end in divorce and it's a complete disaster. But even if you're enjoying the material world, eventually old age, disease, and death come. So everything is set up to force us to go back home, back to Godhead. It's love. It's Krishna's love. And Maya Yoga Maya also, in her form as Mahamaya, she also has that love to try to bring the living entities back home, back to Godhead. So there's also, everyone wants knowledge too in the material world. And we can see there's so much knowledge and you study so many things. Bhaktivinoda said it that I thought studying knowledge was the goal of life, but that goal was false. And now I'm old and I'm suffering. I can't enjoy anything. My senses aren't working properly. And it's nothing but misery every day. Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, please deliver me, save me from this disaster of material existence. So everyone wants to develop knowledge so that they can enjoy more. But even the knowledge, where are you going to get that knowledge? Real knowledge is coming from Krishna. It's not this knowledge that's coming from the living entities that are an illusion. Don't think that's real knowledge. That's nothing but the illusion of Maya. It's foolishness mostly. And so we can't enjoy, we can't, and we, who, like we discussed anyway, we have three qualities. Sat-Chit-Ananda. They don't exist in the material world. It's Asat-Chit-Nirananda. No happiness, no eternity, no knowledge. No love even. Krishna says he's the best friend. Mokkaram jagatapa samsava loka maheshwaram suridam mabhutanam yatma mam shanti grikshati. So in the material world you have some friend, but if that friendship isn't based on our higher consciousness, our relationship with Krishna, so that friendship will also disappoint you. One day they're friend, next day they're enemy. This is the nature of the material world. Good and bad, happiness and distress, friend and enemy. So on all levels, there's nothing there's so much envy, malice. These things are going on. So it behooves us to surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead so we can go to this Nanda Gokul where everything is beautiful and everything is safe. Krishna is constantly protecting. Krishna is protecting us here, but still the idea is to, you know, help as many living entities to come to Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to Godhead. That's the whole business. Otherwise, it's a useless place. There's even that story how Prabhupada didn't want to come here, but Krishna said, no, I'll arrange everything. You go there, please. It's such a nasty place. And it's not so good even in the heavenly planets. Like, we have the spiritual world, so the materialists, they just think there's this earth and then there's heaven or hell or whatever they think. But there's the heavenly planets, then there's the higher heavenly planets, and then there's the spiritual sky. So even in the heavenly planets, the demigods are sometimes being driven out. Their wives are being captured. So many things go wrong. So even in heaven, it's not that great. And even in the higher planets, even up to Brahmaloka, sometimes even Brahma is somewhat bewildered. Or, well, he prayed to Krishna not to be attached to this creation of his. So somehow or other, Krishna arranged some pastime where he became a little attached. So he didn't understand Krishna, and he came down, and he was thinking, who is this little boy? And then he used his mystic power to steal away Krishna's cowherd boys and calves. But his mystic power, what he's using, it's like a lightning bug that has a little bit of light compared to the whole sun. So in front of Krishna's mystic power, his mystic power bewildered him. His own mystic power bewildered him. And then he came back, and of course he paid obeisances and begged forgiveness from Krishna, and no problem. Krishna is so merciful, so kind, so humble, so gentle. Krishna has all the good qualities that we want to develop. And at another time, Brahma was thinking he was important, because of course he is important. He's the creator of this universe. But he was thinking, he went to see Krishna, and Krishna's servant came out. He said, oh, you want to see Krishna? He said, yeah, tell him Brahma's here to see him. So the servant came back a few minutes later. He said, which Brahma are you? And he was saying, which Brahma am I? Anyway, Krishna let him come into the room, and then he called all the other Brahmas. There were Brahmas with 4 heads, 8 heads, 16 heads, so many heads, millions of heads. So Brahma felt like, even among the Brahmas, Brahma felt like little. What to speak of us? We were so tiny and small. But, like we mentioned at some other classes, if we become a pure devotee of Krishna, we become a significant living entity, just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's in the Bhagavatam, 4th canto. So everyone wants to become a big shot, but there's no big shots in the material world. And Krishna's so humble. Krishna washes everyone's feet at the Rajasura side. I mean, in the material world, no one's qualified to be God. That's the real problem. No one's really qualified. When they become a dictator, a great ruler, if they don't like someone, they just kill them. They don't have another place where they can send them, where they can stay for a while and gradually come back with a corrected consciousness. No, they just, you know, they think I'm God, I can just kill anyone I want, or this is their nature, you know. You wonder, you think, why does some guy with billions of dollars want more? Because it's the nature of the material world. So much do I have today, so much is mine in the future. So, you know, I've killed my enemy, I've killed my other enemy. And you might think, oh, that's a little... No, Krishna's saying it because that's actually their mentality. And they're so attached at the time of death. At the time of death, these people that are big demons, the big karmis, they go into coma. Prabhupada discusses this in the Bhagavatam in a couple of places. They go into a coma and they don't want to leave. And you see it happening all the time. Prabhupada wrote that before, but later on, this Tito, he was like in charge of Yugoslavia for 40 years. And he went into a coma. He wouldn't leave for years. And there's another gentleman in charge of Israel that now is in a coma for years and years and years. They don't want to leave, you know. Somehow or other, the Yamadutas just have to wait a while. This guy's so attached, we can't get him to come out. He's so determined to stay even in that, because he's thinking, how will anything exist without me? I am God. Without me, everything will crumble. But actually, they're just little living entities. I just remembered another thing I wanted to, we were talking to some boy out there, it was really funny, he was a Christian boy, but he wanted to know, well, what's the difference between Christianity and your thing? Well, we don't kill any animals, I said to him. He said, well, that's what Christians are, vegetarians. I should ask him, but are you a vegetarian? Because he probably wasn't, but anyway, I wasn't sharp enough to ask him that. But then he said, he asked something else. Well, so what's the difference as vegetarian? So then I said, well, you know, this universe is very large, and I don't know why I said that. Some reason I was talking about something. So he said, oh, are you those, like those Mormons that everyone can get another planet? Get their own planet? I said, well, first of all, nothing's their own. Everything belongs to Krishna or God. But in reality, you can get your, in Krishna consciousness, you can get your own universe, but it's not yours. And he said, you can get your own universe? Wow, they say you can get your own planet, and you guys say you can get your own universe. You guys are really far out. So, I was going to make a point about devotees have to be strict with themselves and lenient with others. This is the tendency in the material world, the demoniac tendency, is to be lenient with yourself and strict with everyone else. This fault finding is, you know, it's so natural for the conditioned soul. Don't worry about who's fault finding. Find the person who isn't fault finding. That's the thing, you know. Don't worry who, you know, leaves the Hare Krishna movement. Worry about who stays in the Hare Krishna movement. That's the real thing. So the tendency to be critical of others is very strong. So we should be correcting ourselves. So that's the story that the guy seeing the splinter in someone else's eye. But he has a big log. So I don't know how you get a big log in your eye, but somehow or other he has a big log in his own eye. So that we have to be careful. Is it? Okay. It's by the only way to really understand, you can't challenge devotees to understand. You have to have submissive oral reception. Then you can understand very rapidly what will get realization, because Krishna's in the heart. He'll be pleased, and Krishna will reveal himself gradually. So it's not that just the devotees believe, but they have realization. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Vitravinam Uttamam Prakyakshvar Vagabam Dabyam. This Prakyakshvar, it's you have this knowledge, you have this realization by Krishna's mercy that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and this is all real. So this will be done by submissive oral reception. You can't mental speculate what is God. You can't argue. So the senses, they say, how can you understand God with your senses? Well, you can't understand God with your material senses. But by using those senses in the service of Krishna, then those senses become purified, and then Krishna gives you realization. He gradually gives you realization. As we get rid of all these anartas, those six garbhas, those garbhasuras, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness, automatically Krishna will give you the realizations that you need to make advancement and go back home, back to Godhead. And it's good to be afraid of the material world. Actually, Prabhupada even pointed out that you're not very fearful of Maya. We should be fearful of Mahamaya, the position she put us in. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we've been wandering, we're suffering so much or whatever, we're in some distress in the material world or in some need. There's always something we need. So we're wandering around the universe, and sometimes by the grace of Krishna, when one becomes a little bit sincere, you meet a bona fide spiritual master. And then the spiritual master, if you're submissive, if you serve him, if you're receptive, then gradually you'll get Krishna. So Krishna will place you in such a way that you're run into some devotees. Devotees are chanting here, chanting there, somehow or other. It's still going on. You know, people are still joining. Sometimes people think we screwed, but you know, as much as we screw, Krishna's going to push this movement on. And it's expanding more and more and more. If we don't spread Krishna consciousness, if I don't spread, someone's going to spread it. There'll be someone that'll take up this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. And now it's in every town and village all over the world, so we're just trying to spread it more and more. That's our business as servants of Lord Chaitanya. That's our business. We're Lord Chaitanya always, that's one of the famous verses, we're not Brahmins or Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Sudras, we're not Sannyasis or Vanaprastas or Grihastas or like that. Then what are Brahmacharis? What are you? Gopi Bhatta Para Kamalaya Dasa Dasu Aradasu. We're the servants of the servants and the servants of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, there's a nice verse by Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Chaitanya Radasa, Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Tandra Dasa Radasa. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and I am a servant of the servants of Lord Chaitanya. So this is everyone's position. And like we were mentioning at the last class, there's only one religion. There's not millions of religions. There's only one, that you become an eternal servant and lover of God. And naturally, you know, sometimes they think God's an old man with a beard, but he's eternally youthful. He's beautiful. He has cows. They eat nice prasadam in the spiritual world. Prabhupada has set up some system where we're trying to do those spiritual activities. And that's our business. The more we can do them, the more we'll get free from the material problems, the material tabernacle, and we'll go back home, back to Godhead. So this is set up in that way. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Apanivedanam. These nine processes of devotional service, if we do one of them or all of them, it's 24 hours a day, all the time. One time Prabhupada said 26 hours a day, and the devotees, wow. And he's also told us we should study Bhagavatam 24 hours a day, and we should chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. So that's 48 hours. But it can be done. He even said you can dream, you can think about Krishna all night long while you're dreaming. And the devotees laughed. He said, no, no, this is true. You can do. Jai. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Bhagavatam ki jai.